The Ghana Prison Service has given the assurance that it is putting in place measures to address congestion in the various prisons. Joining us on the line is the public relations officer of the prison service, Vitalis Aye. You're welcome, sir. You were on the tour with the acting director general when she bemoaned the congestion situation in some of the country's prisons. What does the service intend doing to address the situation?
Thank you. And the service, as we know, has the mandate to put prisoners in safe custody and rehabilitate them. Talking about congestion, already we have the Justice for All program, which is in place, and it is working. It comes on every year. Inmates who are in for some time without going to court, their cases are dealt with. I mean, they are bringing in the court to the prisons. This has dispensed of some prisoners who are in custody for some time without going to court. Officers have also been given some paralegal training to liaise with the courts and police to ensure that inmates don't really overstay whilst in prison. Again, we have the Ankarfull Maximum Prison, which is being built. It's in phases. The first phase is completed. It can take as many as 2,000 prisoners. So we believe when the second and third phases are completed, it will also address corruption problems in the prisons. Of course, we have camps, settlement camps. We intend expanding them, and we're calling on corporate organizations to help us expand the settlement camp prisons so that we can decongest the central prisons that are walled and at least holding some low-risk security inmates to these camp prisons.
Right, but what other issues did Madame Bafua Awua raise during the tour?
Madame, on her tour of the prisons up north and the Bonga Hafu, spoke about retraining of officers and ensuring that professionalism, which is a hallmark of the prison officer, is not thrown to the door. She's also thinking and asking of the revamping of workshops for skills training and vocational training for prisoners. Prisoners are supposed to also be put on an earning scheme. I mean, prisoners will work more if, at the end of the day, they're getting something from what they do. That will also help them to resettle when they get back into society. So she's very passionate about this, thinking of the fact that we're moving from retributive to correction or reformation.
Right, Mr. Aye, you talked about prisoners earning something. I want a clarification on that, because there is this school of thought that believes that a prisoner, an inmate, someone commits a crime, for instance, and then he gets paid for what he did, sort of. How do we clear this ambiguity?
It is, if the prisoner is working and he knows that at the end of the day he gets something out of the work he does, that will motivate them to work more. That will motivate the prisoner to put up their best. And also, don't forget, the camp prisons are supposed to be training the prisoners. So he knows that he's just not working for the Ghana Prison Service. He's doing his term as a prisoner. But at the end of the day, when he gets out there and he's going home, there's something small for him to take along to go and start life with, so that he doesn't get back or relapse into crime. That's the essence of the earning scheme that is supposed to be put in place for inmates.
Right. Madam, we are told, was not happy with the source of drinking water for inmates at Salaga prison. How is the service going to address this issue?
The service has already started contacting people. Logistical constraints have made it impossible for Salaga to be able to probably drill a borehole or get random water into the prison. So the service is trying to get stakeholders, public spirited organizations, that have the prisons at heart. They should come to the aid of the Salaga prisons. Drill a borehole so that the inmates can get quality drinking water. They used to fetch water from town, but of course that's also a security risk. So we are still appealing to people who have interest in the Ghana Prison Service to come to our aid to get some boreholes or draw water from town into the prisons for inmates to use.
Right, we would want to thank you very much for talking to us. So that was the public relations officer of the prison service, Vitalis Aye, updating us on the tour by the acting director general of the Ghana Prison Service, Madam Matilda Bafua Ewa.